Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Ask Pat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 456 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from Nick, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is AWeber.com, the very first email service provider that I've used, and I've used them for over 5 years, continue to use them on a number of different websites, and I recommend them for those of us who are just starting out with building our email list because they make it incredibly easy. Plus, they have the best customer service. They connect with the most third-party products that help you build your email list too, like lead pages and Opt-in Monster and a whole number of different products that allow you to increase your conversion rates into your email list too. So go ahead and check it out for free for 30 days by going to aweber.com/askpat. Again, that's aweber, aweber.com/askpat. All right, here's today's question from Nick.
Hi, Pat. My name is Nick Collins. I'm a newer affiliate, and I would like to know your thoughts on promoting one affiliate product per page or multiple products per page. Like my current website that I just created, www.usefulresources.org. Also, of all the web hosting sites that offer affiliates, why did you choose Bluehost? Thanks, Pat.
Hey, Nick, what's up? Thank you so much for this question. I really appreciate it. Let's talk about affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing, the goal of affiliate marketing, I feel, is to give your audience the resource that they need to best succeed on the way to their path to success. If you give them too many options, a lot of times it just confuses them, and that is not providing them the best value, I feel. Of course, this comes from a personal brand. You know, Smart Passive Income is the website's name, but it is very much Pat Flynn who is behind the brand. And as I'm trying to build a relationship with my audience, I want to sort of like be like their friend. And a friend wouldn't try and confuse a friend who is asking for help, right? If a friend came up to me and said, Pat, what is the best van that I should buy? If I told them, well, the Toyota Sienna is great for these reasons, but then there's also the Honda Odyssey, which is good, and then there's the Volkswagen one that came out, and I won't get into the EPA stuff, but then there's this van, and then there's this van, and here are all the different vans you can use. These are all great. Here are all my different ratings for them. I would just confuse them. It's a trusted friend, and as Mark Zuckerberg said, there's no better recommendation than one that comes from a trusted friend, and that's what I'm trying to do online. Now, the way that I approach this is if somebody were to ask me, Pat, what is the best van out there for me? It's very easy. Well, I only know one van, but I love it for these reasons. It is the 2012 Toyota Sienna. That's the car I drive. And here's why I like it. I use it every day. These are the things that I love about it. These are the things that could be improved. But you know what? It's okay because these things make up for it. That's it. Again, I'm giving my true life experience to help somebody make a decision, as opposed to sharing all the information in the world about this thing that this person's trying to buy. So which one do you feel is going to work out better? That's why on a particular page, like my resource page, whenever I have a particular option to choose a solution for something like hosting, I just choose the one that I'm most familiar with, the one that I trust, and the one that I've worked with in the past and know that's going to take care of my audience. Now, I have had people in the past tell me some things about Bluehost that weren't so great. And each and every time I go to Bluehost and I say, hey, what's up with this? This can't happen. And more often than not, it's always a positive experience, though. But I do always hear one or two negative things. And that just comes with recommending something like shared hosting, where things aren't always going to be 100% positive with any host that you get in that way. But again, I'm not trying to defend myself in Bluehost. That's just the one that I use. I still use on a number of my different niche sites. And that's the one I recommend. So in the same way that I recommend a Toyota Sienna to anybody who asks me about vans, I recommend Bluehost for those of you who are just starting out. And that's that. So that's why I choose to promote one type of affiliate product or one company affiliate product for a particular solution. Again, my goal is to make the life of my audience much easier. It's to take the confusion out. It's to take the overwhelm out. Now, if you have a site that's different, if it's a review site, for example, then people go to you for a different reason. They go to you because you are going to be that person who shares all the data and all the information to help people make an educated guess based on comparisons to which one is right for them. And if that's the case, well, then multiple products per page makes complete sense. Depends on your brand, on what you're trying to do to help your audience. The way I do it, the way you do it might be completely different, but as long as you know what your goals are and what value you have to provide, then make sure you just completely milk that and make that the core essence of what you do, so that when people talk about your website or your brand with other people, it's very clear, oh, I go to Nick's site because he's the one that does this. For me, it's I go to Pat's site, I trust his recommendations because he's used those products before, and I know that he wouldn't share anything that actually wouldn't help me. And that's that. So Nick, thank you so much for your question today. I really appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. You're going to hear from my assistant Jessica in the next couple of weeks to collect your information so we can send that to you free of charge. I also want to thank everybody else out there who's asking questions. If you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank, again, Aweber, because I use them. I've used them for 5 years. They're great. And they have great customer service, and they're going to help you get your email list set up. They've helped me collect over 120,000 emails. And when you're just starting out, the pricing just makes perfect sense. So again, check it out, aweber.com/askpat. You can try it for 30 days for free. Again, aweber.com/askpat. Thanks so much. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Laura Fitton. She said, "Focus on the core problem your business solves and put out lots of content and enthusiasm and ideas about how to solve that problem." Take care, everybody. See you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.